This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, July 29th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. For all of our new video content, subscribe to our channel at Rumble. Rumble.com/SkywatchTV is where you'll find all of our new video content. If you want the archives, older programs, go to the website, skywatchtv.com, or download our free mobile app, or add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. Topic number 5 today, COVID. Just hours on Tuesday evening, just hours after CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky unveiled the CDC's new mask mandate, asking everybody to mask up indoors regardless of whether you've got the vaccine or not, Dr. Anthony Fauci was dispatched to his favorite cable news network, MSNBC, to defend the Biden administration's new narrative, claiming it's not actually a course reversal at all, and defending the tightening of federal restrictions even after the Biden administration had promised not to. Dr. Fauci also shifted the focus to children, most of whom are unvaccinated. It's only been recently that the CDC started recommending children 12 and over get a COVID vaccine. And as I told you Monday, the CDC has asked Pfizer and Moderna to start testing their vaccines on 5 to 11-year-olds to see if to see how many of them suffer from heart inflammation after the vaccine. Central to Dr. Fauci's argument is that this new Delta variant has changed the facts on the ground, that as many as 90% of new infections here in the U.S. are due to the Delta variant. And so the CDC didn't change, even though previously they'd said vaccinated people don't need a mask. It's that the facts on the ground have changed. Other facts on the ground that are changing, as I told you the other day, the St. Louis City and St. Louis County had imposed new mask mandates that went into effect on Monday. But Tuesday evening, the St. Louis County Council voted 5-2, three Republicans, two Democrats, voting to overturn the mask mandate, saying that County Executive Sam Page didn't have the power under state law to just unilaterally impose a mask mandate. Page says he does. Businesses in St. Louis County confused about whether they have to follow the mask mandate now or not. Meanwhile, the media in general is pushing vaccines hard. Fox News' Geraldo Rivera went off on the unvaccinated on Tuesday night, saying, and I quote now, "If you are unvaccinated, you are an arrogant, selfish SOB," end quote. That's rich coming from Geraldo Rivera. He also added that the unvaccinated should be banned from restaurants and college campuses. Don Lemon of CNN calling the unvaccinated idiotic and nonsensical, and that the unvaccinated should be banned from supermarkets, ball games, and offices. And Piers Morgan, formerly of ITV in Britain, says that America's anti-vaxxer lunatics, his word, are snatching COVID defeat from the jaws of vaccinated victory with their conspiracy theory garbage. This is also ironic, given that Morgan just recovered from a very nasty bout of COVID-19, and he's been vaccinated. Fully vaccinated, two jabs, very, very sick with COVID-19. Well, again, I ask just a simple question. If the vaccines are effective, which would be the only reason to get vaccinated, why do you care if I choose not to protect myself? Just asking, because it seems to me what you're saying is unless we're all vaccinated, no one is vaccinated, and frankly, we're not going to get the whole country vaccinated. It's just not going to happen. Anyway, the CDC's own data shows that vaccinated and unvaccinated people infected by the Delta variant, again, the strain that's causing 90% of new infections, carry viral loads that are actually quite similar. Really? Because that's what the vaccine is supposed to prevent, isn't it? It's supposed to prevent the virus from replicating. But according to the CDC's own data, people who've been vaccinated, infected by the Delta variant, same viral load as the unvaccinated. This is probably what led to the new mask mandate, but still, it begs the question, what good's the vaccine? And again, anyone who knows anything about viruses, especially coronaviruses and the rapid rate of mutation of RNA viruses, saw this coming a year ago. It's why there's never been a vaccine against the common cold. They mutate too rapidly. Just a week ago, the UK government admitted that 40% of people being admitted to hospitals now with COVID are fully vaccinated. Now, 88% of the UK reportedly vaccinated, which means 60% of the people now being admitted with COVID unvaccinated, so it does seem to have some level of protection, but still, 40% fully vaccinated, and with the Delta variant, can still transmit the virus. Just asking, again, what's the real benefit? It appears, sadly, that the Biden Justice Department has laying the legal groundwork to allow the government and employers to make this experimental vaccine mandatory, issuing an opinion that federal law does not prohibit public agencies and private businesses from acquiring a COVID-19 vaccine under the Food and Drug Administration's emergency use authorization. Moving on, topic number four, the mega drought in the West. Water levels in Utah's Great Salt Lake and Lake Powell have hit all-time record lows. Drought and a heat wave that are making it worse have triggered a water crisis across the western half of the U.S. The U.S. Geological Survey saying that Utah's Great Salt Lake has seen water levels drop to about 4,191 feet above sea level. That is a record low. It's dropped about 30 feet from the record high recorded just 35 years ago. Meanwhile, Lake Powell, and by the way, here's the drought map for the western half of the U.S. Lake Powell, which is the second largest reservoir in the United States, has dropped to about 3,554 feet above sea level. That is 33% capacity, the lowest level since it was filled about 50 years ago. This is a crucial holding tank for outflow from the Colorado River for Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. And if Powell falls, even further hydroelectric turbines will have to be shut down. The lake supplies water to up to 30 million people and irrigates 5 million acres. Topic number three, the FBI's kidnap plot. The man on the left is FBI agent Richard Trask. He's a key witness in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. You might remember this story. Trask has himself been arrested, and he faces up to 10 years for allegedly assaulting his wife with intent to do great bodily harm. However, he's also a key witness in the arrest of the men behind the plot to kidnap Michigan's Governor Whitmer. Those defendants and some observers have criticized the FBI for entrapping the men in this plot by pushing them into the conspiracy and facilitating their efforts. The question now is whether Trask's arrest on this unrelated charge can undermine the government's efforts to prosecute these men. Legal experts say, yes, yes it can. In the Michigan case, six men charged with a conspiracy that involved kidnapping Whitmer, but news outlets, including the liberal outlet BuzzFeed News, have raised serious concerns about how much of the conspiracy was directed and facilitated by the FBI. It appears that at every critical juncture in the plot, FBI informants or agents like Trask appear to have pushed the effort along, even overcoming the reluctance of the alleged conspirators. Come on, this is easy. We can make this happen. This includes calling meetings where the conspirators first met, structuring the planning of the crime, paying for the room. The FBI paid for the room and the food for the meetings. And reportedly, an FBI informant rose to be second in command of this conspiracy. What will happen? Well, it remains to be seen. The allegations against Trask are very serious, but the case against the alleged would-be kidnappers have a credible claim of government entanglement or entrapment, I should say, and one of the core witnesses now for the governor, for the government, FBI agent Richard Trask, has now become a liability. Topic number two, sovereignty bill fails in Israel. The Knesset in Israel voted Wednesday afternoon to reject a bill which would apply Israeli sovereignty over portions of Judea and Samaria. It's what the world calls the West Bank. The bill was introduced into the Knesset by a Likud MK, Miki Zohar. In the preliminary vote in the Knesset plenum, the bill was rejected, 50 MKs voting in favor, 64 against. The government of Naftali Bennett, who's supposed to be even more right-wing than Benjamin Netanyahu, voted against it. Zohar said, look, I can understand and accept it when the United Arab List votes against the law, but when the right-wingers in this government vote against the law, they prove to the public once more that they came to the Knesset for jobs, for positions, for opportunism, not because of ideology or any values, end quote. Politics in Israel is every bit as bare-knuckle as it is here in the United States. Coming up, it sounds like a plot from The Simpsons, but it really happened. That's next on 5 and 10.
I have spent a lifetime uncovering secrets buried beneath the sands of time. by those who want them to remain concealed in mystery. But I did not expect to discover a series of clues from the future that were suddenly made known, the saga of which will now be revealed.
It is the names of the secret society members, the founding fathers that set America on course to an enigma.
Before and after the presidency of Donald Trump, the United States was and now is again on a trajectory to fulfill what famous Freemason Manly P. Hall described as the secret destiny of America.
It is the prophecy on the Great Seal of the United States, a scheme hidden in plain sight by the Founding Fathers for more than 200 years, foretelling the return of a terrifying demonic god who seizes control of Earth in the new order of the ages. The prophecy indicates he will arrive in 2025.
Now, Dr. Horn's research has uncovered an anomaly he never expected to find. Clues 200 years in the making, which unlock the riddle of Zeitgeist 2025. And what the world is not ready to receive. Hidden secrets and forgotten prophecies from Qumran forecasting the year 2025 as the final age of man. How the current U.S. government is tied to America's occult destiny. Why historians and intelligence agencies foresee a totalitarian world government by 2025. How America's capital city is laid out to actuate a rival of Antichrist. Zeitgeist 2025.
Item number one today, you can only say, don't! A nuclear reactor at the Guosheng nuclear power plant in Taiwan malfunctioned Tuesday morning. This triggered an auto shutdown that knocked 985 megawatts of power offline because a chair was misplaced. Seriously. The plant owner said the incident didn't cause any wide-scale power outages, although the power grid status light went from green to yellow, indicating it was running at 6 to 10% of operating reserve. But both the power company and the Atomic Energy Commission in Taiwan confirmed there was no concern about radiation release. What happened was staff working in the control room were cleaning. The cleaning crew moved the chair and in the process knocked the acrylic protective cover off of a main steam isolation valve switch, which caused it to tilt, shift, and close, which led to a chain reaction that shut down the entire reactor. Cleaning, moved the chair, accidentally bumped the switch, and the reactor went offline. It's been restarted. It'll take another day or so before it's back to full power, but again, sounds like a plot from The Simpsons. Thankfully, nobody hurt, no radiation released. The RISE 2021 virtual conference still, 2 months to go, through September 18th. A little under 2 months anyway, but you can still binge watch essentially two conferences for the price of one. RISE 2021 and last year's STAND 2020 virtual conference featuring cutting-edge presentations from Tom Horn, Steve Quayle, Joel Richardson, Dr. Michael Heiser, Pastor Carl Gallups, and many others, Dr. Michael Lake, Rabbi Zev Porat, Colonel David Giamona, Troy Anderson, too many to name here, but you can get complete information and immediate access by logging on to defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Coming up in just a couple of weeks, Sharon and I, less than 2 weeks actually, Sharon and I will be part of the Revelation, Insight, and Spiritual Warfare Retreat. In fact, we'll be it. We'll be teaching on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday morning at the Finley River Ranch. This is in Sparta, Missouri, between Springfield and Branson, hosted by His Call Ministries. It's a small gathering, no more than 100 people due to space limitations, so don't wait. If you're interested, please join us. Again, we'll be teaching on Friday evening, August 6th, during the day Saturday, August 7th, and then Sunday morning, August 8th, and we hope to see you there. For more information and to reserve your place, log on to hiscallministries.net. That's hiscallministries.net. Now, we can save you $20 on tickets for the upcoming Warriors Conference in San Diego. This is from Hear the Watchman. Sharon and I will be part of this gathering, along with L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Jamie Walden, David Hevner, Colonel David Giamona, and many others. Again, this will be September 16th through 19th at a Christian-owned facility, the Legacy Hotel and Spa in San Diego, and $20 off with promo code GILBERT20, GILBERT20, when you sign up at hearthewatchmen.com. That's hearthewatchmen.com. This week on SkyWatch TV, our broadcast program is the first of six devoted to the forthcoming book from Tom Horn, Zeitgeist 2025. This is some mind-blowing, cutting-edge stuff related to the secret destiny of America. Tom has been researching this for years. He's written about it previously in Apollyon Rising 2012, Zenith 2016. This incorporates some brand new cutting-edge information not previously published. Don't miss it. 6 weeks, week number one, currently out there for broadcast. You can find our over-the-air broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com. But if you've got the SkyWatch TV app on Roku or Apple TV, you've been able to watch this program for a week now, since last week, Thursday. In fact, today being Thursday, week number two has just been released to Roku and Apple TV and our free mobile app. You see, you get early access when you bypass the gatekeepers of social media and add our app directly to your devices. Not only does it get you all of our video content, not just the weekly broadcast show, but interviews that we can't put on the network, daily news updates, and programs like Unraveling Revelations, Sci Friday, and the forthcoming Bible's Greatest Mysteries, including, and we got a couple more programs that are coming too that'll launch here in the next couple of months. All of that right in your hand, your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS or Android or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. The app is free, and we have links directly to the app at those app stores at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar there for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.